Welcome to Sad Boys, a podcast about feelings. And
sorry.
keep it. Exactly. You gotta the same. Keep
it. I made it more when I said feelings, it was a little aggressive. So I think it threw Jacob off.
Yeah,
I said, feelings.
It's like how some people sneeze when
yeah.
You know, when light changes, some people sneeze.
Right.
Does that happen?
He's feeling sensitive.
I've never.
No, but we worked with somebody who had that.
I miss making casual office friends, because like most of my closest friends,
right,
I've actually lived outside of SF longer than I live there at this point, but yeah, it was like, you know, establishments, almost like school friends, felt so new,
right?
But I miss the friends that you get along with. You'll do an office game night or something, mm-hmm, but you're not quite at the level where you're obliged to maintain it outside of work.
Right.
You have the hours per week, the real estate, uh-huh, to grab a drink twice a week with a couple different people.
Or and you then, just like leave the office and walk somewhere.
Yeah. And then there's somebody that's like really fun, but they're married or something. And they're like not trying to.
They're like, I have to take a train back to Sacramento after this. And I'm like, that's a 3 hour.
Yeah. One person in particular. One person doing an extremely necessary, like the only
very
person
important
doing
job.
It. Shout out to that person helping me as in the aforementioned lawsuit that I was in last episode.
But we're back. The boys are back. And they're on attack.
Jesus. Is that why you did it aggressively?
So watch yourself. Because I couldn't say watch your back because I already rhymed back with back.
Or I'll smack, I'll kill you.
Or I'll smack that act.
Does that, I'm not good with rhymes. What about,
I'll kill you? Okay, that's close.
Bang.
In that it doesn't rhyme. It's more of like an ABC rhyme where nothing connects to each other.
And then like maybe I go in with a D. Dead, that's what you'll be.
Yeah, more right? Like an alphabet.
Like an acrostic poem.
You know about that song where Lil Wayne raps the alphabet?
Yeah, dude. That's
it's so awesome.
It's so funny that I presumably seen those clips where he's just chatting to Eminem being like, yeah, I also have to Google my lyrics.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember what I've
There's
said.
Also stuff where they play Lil Wayne lyrics and he goes, I said that? Damn, that's good.
No. He's his
A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P W X Y Z Z top.
Those yes, are all my rocked. Favorites.
And me and Drizzy both wrote on Detox.
Wait, that's do you
actually the lyrics?
If I said L, what's next in the alphabet?
M.
There's some areas that is it because of L M N O P. Because for most letters, I have to go through. You know?
I wish I learned the alphabet frontwards and backwards, because then my life would be easy. Here, let me just do the alphabet backwards. Z.
You can just do it forwards and then rewind.
Z, X, Y, W, U, V. No, I'm starting to go forwards again. Fuck. V, U, W.
Why did we have W and U? That seems unnecessary.
Yeah, double V, as in some languages.
Yeah. Did you did you do learn with a song here, right? Like, have you seen
it? Yeah, it's like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. That's actually bars, though. When they go L, M, N, O, P, you're like, oh, shit. Woo! We hit, like, the 16th notes. How many?
Yeah, that's a skeleton chord. Yeah. But scene in Amadeus where he's like reading Mozart's writings, like it's perfect.
Yeah,
these are first.
They really
drafts.
Popped off for L M N O P. We don't talk about that enough.
I realized the other day we learned at least when we did the French alphabet, we learned it in like I don't know what I've been told. No. Like military, like A B C D E F G.
Oh, that's funny.
Way
I only
off.
Know
I was
the,
so wrong.
I only know French numbers from Hamilton.
That's where they're from.
When I was in eighth grade, we learned you know the song I've Been Everywhere, Man? By like, what is it, Johnny Cash or something? Or somebody.
I think he at least does a version of it.
He does a version. It's like an old song.
Yeah.
I've been going a bunch of fucking
There's
places.
A few. I want to shout out Dr. Morris, my eighth grade history teacher, who still sends me messages on Facebook wishing me birthday. He does it to everybody. Russell, too.
That's cute.
And he's sweet.
Still teaching?
No, he retired a while ago. He beat cancer. I think Russell got to see him recently. Like, he still, like, keeps up with alumni. Cute. But he would...
God, he was so many.
He was
That's
also,
crazy.
He was also, like, would show us videos where he was on, like, a game show, like, in his 20s. And it was, like, a really old game show. But he would have us, like, if we wanted to, for, like, extra credit, we could memorize, Like, I remember for extra credit, I memorized, like, I've been everywhere, man. Like, I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I was wondering what was practical about it.
You know, like what, like, because I'm good at remembering song lyrics, so even that, but I don't remember where it goes from that, from
is,
there.
Is there like one place in each state or something? Is that
I think it's literally just like,
it's kind of random.
Just like a random song. But a really fun song that I remember from the eighth grade is about the Battle of New Orleans by a guy named, wait, can you Google the Battle of New Orleans, but song? I'll tell you now, I'll tell you the lyrics that I remember, but I just don't remember the Johnny Horton. Yeah. All right, here he goes. In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we fought the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
Stop singing it. That's
enough.
We saw
our guns and the British kept coming.
No.
There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
You would lose if you tried. We would use our...
See, I had my eyes closed.
We would use our superior British might.
We fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum.
We do have fun. A lot of drummers. You know, that might have been why we lost.
That was my Kendrick Lamar Drake diss.
Wait,
that was my that verse was the Battle of New Orleans.
Yeah, and there is no top three, just the top you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's America.
It's so funny that we lost. It's just... So that's actually the British Empire in general is just hundreds and hundreds upon thousands of years of going somewhere, poning, just taking it, and then a modicum of resistance happens. We go, I was fucking kidding. Jesus. Oh my God.
Okay. I didn't realize it was so serious.
Someone's being dramatic.
King George will be hearing about this.
He is what?
What?
Oh no.
They did what to the tea?
Oh goodness. Go and get it. They swam home. That's so funny that we had a war.
Yeah,
It's a war.
It's a war.
Yeah.
Revolutionary war.
Does it still feel like there's conflict between
you
two?
I was thinking about that. That's kind of what this podcast is about. It's about hashing out centuries old beef.
Let's end the war now.
You know, we do like a handshake.
Oh, a bunch of gunfire stops in the distance.
It's like the Michael Scott meme where he's like, doing the handshake and he's got the like mullet.
We should hand out little awards like the Dundies.
The saddies.
Yeah, the saddies for the baddies.
The saddies for the baddies.
Yeah. You tell I didn't sleep. I'm delirious.
I'm always this way also. Let's talk about things. So...
How you doing? What's up?
I'm good. I've got a haircut today, so my hair is all out.
I've seen a lot of comments complimenting the hair journey you've been on. Because you've... I don't know, the last 6 months? I feel like actually since you've been
here. Oh, it's actually
here.
Been like a year. It's I think it's been like a year and a half or 2 years now.
Oh, I remember actually the curly hair journey. Your old place, I remember you were like looking for a black barber
and
shop.
Boy, is it a problem. And I still have the problem where I have two haircuts today because I have to get like a fade and then I also have to go to a curly hair person.
You cutting a decent amount?
No, I'm just getting a shape, like the sort of... bringing the shape back to the way I want it because it's been, I go through these long periods of not taking care of myself. So yeah, that's coming up today. The double haircut back to back double feature.
How long is that running?
On a very special episode of Jarvis's Hair. That shouldn't be too long, to be honest. It's really just traveling, and coordinating.
Yeah, it's in New York.
Yeah, you have to go to the Big Apple.
I did know somebody that only got their hair cut in a place it was in East London, and it's a 2 to 2.5 hour train.
Oh.
To it. Oh, in fact, no, 2.5 hours from where I was to London Paddington, and then the tube to get to East London. Like, it was like a day. They would just go, and then they would come back and be like, it's good. Yeah. It's a good deck. I don't know. It's not.
I get it though, because you like get used to what you want, and then you don't want to have to start that process from scratch again.
I mean, I've been off my business. I used to just not get like having access to haircuts, like real.
Well, you used to like shave your head back in the day.
I was when I was the bastard of hypomania.
You used to be the hair shaving bastard of San Francisco.
Now I neglect for a while. BB was helping me. She was keeping me on a regular scheduling.
Right.
And then I still feel bad and awkward. I stopped the right after the last session I had, which was a great session. However, the same barbershop, there's two barbers that always work in the same shift. Ooh. One of them used to be my old one, and I prefer the new one.
Oh, no.
Because I worked with this other one at a different shop, and then he moved to this one.
Oh, and it's like, oh, shit.
Oh,
like
hey, honey. No, yeah. It's just...
Oh, this is...
We're just watching a movie.
Oh, no, it's just that they're closer to the door, so I figured I'll get out faster.
It's all about efficiency.
Yeah, I'm just kind of an efficient guy. That's why I'm getting the haircut, so I'm more aerodynamic.
What was that here for?
I guess I'll get a haircut.
I mean,
while I'm here.
Literally last time.
I came for the vending machine.
Literally last time I went there, he did. The guy was just like, oh, are you coming in now? Did you book me?
I was like, was she free on the... Oh, I think the assistant booked it.
Yeah, yeah. I just tapped on the app.
Oh.
Is there an app? There's like, no, you have to call and request
right.
The person by name.
I tapped in the call.
I did the I did beep boop beep 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 beep, beep beep beep. I just got distracted and I did it in the sound of the Battle of New Orleans, one of my favorite songs.
You're familiar, no?
Yeah, here's how it goes.
It was bad because at the time the war was still going on. It was before right. We fixed it.
Barbering is such a funny thing because have I ever talked about my barber who believed in aliens and said the N-word to me? Not a black guy.
That does sound very familiar.
I know I've told people about it, but I don't know if I ever talked about it on the podcast. I do have a new barber, so I can say this because...
Different slurs.
Yeah, completely different slurs.
Only the funny ones.
Shout out Christina Mack, the old barber who will not be named. Literally, like, I walk in and he's like watching Joe Rogan.
Respect.
And I'm like, okay. And then he has like a bunch of... This is like a thing where when I first started seeing him, he was like working in like a barbershop where he couldn't. It was a recommendation from a friend when I first moved to LA.
Joe Rogan.
Actually, speaking of Mac, it was Mac Does It.
Oh.
And I was like, a friend of the show, Mac Does It. And I was like, Mac, do you have a barber recommendation? And he was like, yeah, go to this guy. And so I went. And then I think they were working in a... like barbershop, and so they didn't have a lot of their own decoration or anything like that.
Right, okay.
But then they like went independent, they got their own spot, and then I went, and they were watching a bunch of alien documentaries. They were watching an alien documentary about like people who'd been abducted and they're telling their stories or whatever. And then I looked around his office, which now he has solo, so he can kind of go wild.
Moved out of your parents' house to college, Fight Club posters
exactly,
on the wall.
Exactly, exactly. So instead of a Fight Club poster, it's like a It's a Calvin alien, which I call an Alvin.
Yeah, Alvin and the aliens.
It was a Calvin and Hobbes-esque alien doing the pissing thing, but it's an alien. And then it goes, they don't think we're real.
Who's it pissing on? Just pissing?
The ground. It's a famous Calvin, and it's like a famous Calvin.
But yeah, like, but it's like, so I feel like anytime I see it in recreations, it's always, you know, I thought it was going to be like on the American flag. Or
I think that there's one where he's just like pissing onto the ground and it's like splashback.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it was an alien. It wasn't Calvin at all, but it was kind of taking inspiration from Calvin. And then I looked at, there were like a lot. And so that was the first sticker I noticed. And then there were a bunch of stickers in that same vein, like very like cutesy, defiant aliens that are like, people don't believe we're real. And I'm like, this is fine. You know, whatever. I'm just getting like a haircut.
I don't want to debate a guy with knives.
Exactly. So I should have gotten out sooner, but I continue to go back. And so the next time I come in, or it's like many times later, I come in and he's watching Joe Rogan and I'm like, whatever. And then he's got like a straight razor to like my neck or something.
Sweet dog.
Unrelated to the haircut.
For the thrill.
No, he's like, yeah, trimming me up. And then he's like, why do people get so upset about words? Oh. And I was like, I'm sorry. And he's like, yeah, like people, if I just say like N-word, and I'm like, again, not a black guy. And I'm like, just like the blade is at my neck. And I'm listening to Joe Rogan
being
fact checked and getting angry that his own producer disagrees with him.
He's arguing that if you eat enough like ox blood, you should be allowed to say the slurs that are the best.
Or yeah, whatever. Someone says actually slurs are good for your colon, and Joe Rogan unchallengingly goes, "Interesting.
If you're low T, you should start Asian hate." Actually,
yeah. And so it was a whole thing where I just had to be like, "Yeah, for sure,
say
man.
It again."
For sure, move the razor, please.
Giving him the card.
Go ahead.
It's such a classic. Yeah, people setting.
Get upset for no reason.
These wokes. It's such a classic saying something because you have an answer. Like, hey, what's going? You ever thought about airplane food? Because I actually have a you know like a bit. Or someone's like, hey, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you in Saskatchewan?
Well, nothing. I've never been there. Oh, well, so for me, boy, do I have a story for you. Yeah, so it was that. And then I do regret to inform that I did go back one more time after that because I was in dire need of a haircut. But like, it's also, wait, this is so funny. He texted me one time, three video attachments of a client. And he goes, here's a client that had his hairline fixed.
What?
And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, what are you trying to say, my guy?
I found another uggo.
Yeah, it was like, here's an uggo just like you. And I was like, what do you mean? I don't think I need that. What do you? And I posted on my close friend's story. I'm like, is my barber like trying to like throw shade at me? And then 5 minutes later, he says, what up, bro? Wrong person. Sorry.
Okay, well, that's, I guess, a relief of some kind. I had somebody do that. They were like, this is when I was back in the UK. I got a haircut because there was a barbershop directly next to my building, got a little discount. And I only went there one time because the conversation obviously was, you know, riveting. It was about Cheltenham real estate, ka-ching. But then they lined me up like off kilter because they said it would help my hairline. And I thought maybe I was balding or something, and I wouldn't care either way. But I'm not yet. Probably will. My dad, pathetic, no hair.
Oh,
loser, dude. Maybe I'm low T enough.
I mean, knock on wood, I might be good. I might be. I don't think.
I feel like we'd be seeing.
Men in my family have a history of balding.
I feel like we'd see a little bit of it.
Yeah.
If it
in fact, I have more hair than I used to have.
I've heard people say it's your mother's line. So if your mother's dad is bald,
so my mother's brother has all his hair. So I'm
you're
like,
good to go.
Okay, my.
For every follicle.
9 minutes later.
I don't want to lose my hair. It hurts so much your hair's for me.
I do get nervous though whenever I'm like washing my hair now because I'm not used to having longer hair and you like do have hair come out. And I'm like, oh, it's happening.
No, it's what I deserve. Like it happens from the front and the sides. My friend.
During a haircut. I'm like, I'm balding.
What's happening?
Oh, fuck.
Give it back. Bully. My friend Dan, I'll dox him. You know, pretty rare name. My sweet boy Dan, who my old roommate in college, he started going bald. Immediately was like, well, I'll shave my head. I don't care. Started shaving his head, early 20s. Gets to his mid-20s. He's like, well, you know, Jordan, now that we're remotely playing Dragon Ball FighterZ during COVID.
Right.
I've realized out of nowhere, I think I'll get those little dot tattoos to give you a permanent kind of short hair.
Right,
a shaved head, whatever you want to call
it. Yeah.
3 days grown out. Because he said getting it to that consistently, it's just a pain in the ass because you do it pretty much every day. Or it's almost like a 5 o'clock shadow for him.
Right,
a couple of days,
right.
It's just back and a little longer than he wanted. It took like 15 sessions of just very slow, pointless tattooing, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, speaking of, that was actually my barber equivalent. Was my very first tattooist was lovely guy. Wife also lovely. Would hang out in the same space.
Why do you know that his wife?
Stop. I mean, I didn't say what kind of relationship we all had together. Let's say I was getting a discount there as well. But I was...
I walked in, the other barber was there with his wife.
No! He's not a tattooist, you're not allowed. Yeah, I was white at the time, actually. He's very talented.
Pigmentation procedure.
It is something he did once say, was that he had a client, very first session, getting a bunch of wrist tattoos. He had pretty hairy wrists. And he said, yeah, it was a Jamaican guy, super dark skin. And when I shaved it, it was white underneath. It's happening this whole time. I'm getting something like a stupid ghost or something. And then he's like, I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
You should have been like, don't make me laugh. I'm going to mess up the tattoo.
Don't make me freak out.
It's like the Kawhi Leonard laugh.
Oh, dude, that was...
Let me order.
I do miss getting those tattoos, partially because they're very cheap, but they're also just like... It was just a hang sesh, and I would just come in with a bunch of designs or ideas, and then we would just do it freehand, and then at some point just be like... Well, yeah, obviously something's got to be done with these vaccines. There is a condition out there, but I know for a fact that it'll make your kids autistic. I'm like, okay,
good. Yeah.
All right.
That's I actually think the worst thing about hair stuff is the conversation, and I know some people love it, but I'm not always in the mood, and I don't know how to say like, oh no, I'm kind of low energy today, because I don't want to be rude, because it's not like we see each other all the time. And so I feel like I need to like.
I don't mind appearance. A little bit of a gab, but if it's not rolling naturally and it's a lot of small talk, icebreaker questions, we're inevitably going to get to like, so what do you do for work? And I'm like, oh boy. So, Cody Ko.
Yeah.
Imagine it's kind of so. Imagine Cody Ko was doing his stuff. It inspired like a certain type of.
You gotta
content.
Lie.
I said audio engineer for years.
Yeah.
Because then they would ask, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, here are the podcast. It was when I was doing the podcast at my old company. I'm like, here are the podcasts I worked on because I'm not in them. But now I don't. If I say YouTuber, it's. Or even podcast.
Yeah.
Like when I go through TSA, I have to say. Yeah, the Sad Boys with a Z.
I say I'm in the process of fighting the Battle of New Orleans with
and then Colonel prove it.
Andrew Jackson.
You prove it with a song. I'm fighting a war there, babe.
Yeah, what was that?
I'm fighting a war there, babe.
Oh, yeah, I just have an accent that's under... Oh, sorry, no English. I say in my American accent, sorry, no English.
So, sorry, no English, but here's my passport. Go ahead, take a look. You know a lot of very specific
American
phrases.
Passport. I speak English in all the contexts where I need to, but unfortunately, I don't have any of the vocabulary for this conversation.
Grande
except for
Latin.
This sentence right now explaining the scenario.
And I'll take a peach tart, please.
I have Google Translate open from English to English. And I'm like,
from British English.
I'm like, oh, okay, I see, yes.
Do you have the U for color here? That's fucked. Aluminium. Get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, that's wild.
Aluminium's better.
Aluminium is for babies. Kind of cool, though.
It's way cooler. Aluminium. Aluminium sounds aluminium. Stronger. Like it would resist heat.
It feels like it's
more.
Like what's Wakanda's made of.
The Black Panther is cased in, or like a Wolverine's skin, or Wolverine bones.
Exactly.
Cased in.
Not adamantium. Aluminium. Same number of syllables. Maybe.
Coincidence?
Adamantium.
Check that shit, Jacob.
I'll say yes.
Jacob, type syllables, question
nope,
mark.
Let's move on. One thing I want to talk about today that's small, very small. So small that it doesn't exist. Next topic. There's something that I sent Jacob this morning. Let me double check what it even was because I've already forgotten it.
Jacob, by the way, I've still been thinking like every day how funny it would be to accuse you of sedition.
What is sedition again?
I think mutiny, right?
Right.
Or like seceding kind of from like
separating from the union.
I don't know why. It's just funny. I just, I think I had the thought in a dream and then I just woke up and I'm like accusing for doing nothing. You don't do anything. And then I just like, you did, this is sedition.
So have you, do you know about those Amazon Fresh stores?
Yeah, never been in.
Do you know, like, do you remember the
groceries,
big,
right?
Yeah, do you know the big gimmick with them?
No.
It's that you could, like, walk out of the store, like, without doing checkout, and it would, like, automatically, like, know what you bought.
Like with the, like, a Uniqlo cart that you just, like, dump them in the, like,
no,
bucket?
No, like, you just walk out.
Wow.
So it's like, you, it's like you steal, but it's, like, connected to your Amazon account, so you can't steal.
Suburban white women with a kleptomania are going to love this.
Right. And it was like, I know Amazon bought Whole Foods. And so I think it was like in some Whole Foods stores as well. I'm not entirely sure.
You walk out with, and it, there's what, like a detector just scans?
Well, you scan a QR code at the beginning, and then allegedly some sort of magic is happening. Like, the items are something is happening. It was like kind of positioned as like AI.
That's all right. It's kind of tight.
They said there's basically cameras everywhere that can track what you're picking up and putting down.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I like that, actually.
They're getting rid of it, and it turns out it was just 1,000+ Indian employees identifying items.
Why?
It's crazy.
Why?
Dude. It's crazy.
They're getting rid of it because that was found out?
The Just Walk Out technology relied on more than 1,000 people in India watching and labeling videos to ensure accurate checkouts. The cashiers were simply moved off site, and they watched you as you shopped.
What?
So was it expensive, or why did they stop doing this?
I think
this?
They stopped doing it because it's like expensive. I think they wanted to like, if I were to put on my like, I am Amazon product lead hat, they probably wanted to start with this and then eventually remove that workforce and like replace it all with AI, but it wasn't like moving fast enough.
That's a good way to develop a product is be like, hey, imagine.
Yeah.
What if we had it like this?
Hey, Theranos did it too. And look at them now. Everything ended up great.
But they did successfully do something that I'm sure a lot of CEOs are excited about, where they outsourced a job to another country with lower pay rates and labor laws. Mm-hmm. That we thought was impossible.
Yeah.
Like cashiers. We thought, oh, we'll always need cashiers.
Right. That is funny because you're right. The CEO of Walmart is like, it's amazing. They've managed to outsource the outsourcers.
They must be so disappointed that it's not the real technology, that they couldn't like develop their own or something. I'll be honest. Some part of me on instinct, the more like, because I'm sure a part of it is like the optics of being super advanced, right? Well, I'm going to go to Amazon Fresh. They're going to have the best produce because look at all the computers or something.
Right, they have all the silicon, so that's what means they have the best produce.
Computers make good produce.
Dude, this Apple is so much better.
You don't know a lot about computers.
Dude, this cereal is covered in numbers. but I just...
tastes like zeros and ones.
I feel like an overly technical grocery store and branding makes it less appealing because it's food. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I don't want you to do something to make food.
I have a follow-up question for you. How do you feel about this? And I like rip off my skin and I'm a cyborg.
Oh my God, you shave it off, you're white underneath?
I'm the Slayer form.
Multi-attack. Let him bleed.
Okay, how do you feel about like robotic robots working alongside humans at restaurants? Or what do you feel about those completely automated restaurants?
Oh, like a little...
Yeah, because Chipotle and the old CEO of Chipotle... The old CEO of Chipotle is starting it fully... Well, no. They're starting a restaurant where they pay you like $25 an hour to work this fast food job, which, okay, you know, seems like a reasonable rate. But the catch is that you have to work alongside a giant robotic arm.
That's so fucking weird.
And so...
The ROI is not better, right?
Like this. It's about to be.
Is it the investment up front?
Yeah, I do feel like it's getting to the point where like Chipotle is doing a thing now where they have technology to like do a burrito bowl.
I can. I will say like Chipotle and like Taco Bell and maybe I can Subway. The optics of it being kind of tacky doesn't bother me as much.
Yeah, like this is from like October of last year. This is the burrito bowl robot.
It's just full of microchips.
So they're paying you $25 an hour, but you have to be an expert in robotics.
No, they I think it's just like they're basically trying to make restaurants where they have like a couple of people working there. You know how like gas stations have gotten smaller and now it's like a person in a tiny little booth? What happened to gas stations, by the way?
This is your stand-up.
And how did they get smaller?
I had a flat tire, or I had a hole in my tire, and I filled up the tire so that I could drive on it the next day to go to the mechanic, right? And so I went to like the gas station near me, and it had the little air station like tucked away in a corner where you like can't see from the street. I'm like, I drove around the gas station going, where is the air? And then I like found it in the corner.
Where's the blow zone?
Where's the blow zone? And then it only took quarters. And so it took $2 in quarters, which I did not have. I had a crisp $5 bill.
I only carry hundos. What can I say?
Yeah. And so I was like, I will try to get change, which is like a normal thing that you do in society. And
for this, actually, for using quarters.
Yeah. And so I was like, hey, could I like buy something and get some quarters as change? And then, I wanted to do that. But then I walked up to what looked like a tiny little shoebox, you know, of a store. And then I peeked in and I didn't see anybody. And I'm like, where can they be? Because there's only so much space here. And then I like turn. And it was like the first time I really looked, because I have an electric car, so I don't go to the gas station a lot. And I turned and it was just like a toilet, and then the gas station stuff. And I was like, this is inhumane. Like, what is happening?
I need to do my laundry.
They're keeping them in cages.
I did go to
every gas station is like that, but like they're getting tinier and tinier.
I went to a gas station a few days ago that I think very much genuinely think is a converted Buddhist temple.
What?
It had like kind of a unique architectural like bumps. I don't know how to describe it. Like went in on the ceiling and then up and then sideways and up. Kind of like how like the Vatican is curved.
Yeah,
little edges and a gorgeous ceiling-wide depiction of the Buddha. It was wild. And then like a big mural on the back of it. And then just, you know, some honky like behind one of those. If you want to buy a Snickers bar, you have to use that thing that they use to like transfer food to prisoners.
Which is, I get, because like you need to be safe. And
it must be the most robbed institution.
In America,
right?
Like you just can't guarantee that safety, but yeah.
I went to a gas station recently that was like an old school type gas station that actually has like a mechanic spot. And
oh,
like,
wow.
There
people come out, they start trying to like wash your car and you're like, no, I just need gas.
That's
they're like,
flowers.
Well, let me pump it for you. And it's like, no.
Well, but that's interesting too, because that's similar to this where there used to be all of these jobs. There was a guy that pumped your gas for you. There was a mechanic. There was a guy that would wash your car.
Elevator man.
And now it's all automated, including car washes.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of those jobs don't exist anymore.
What state is it? Is it New Jersey where they still have?
I think Oregon does too.
Oh, okay. Where it's like legally you have to have someone else pump your gas.
You're not
like
allowed
that.
To really? Pump your own gas.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to plug in your own electric car?
Good question. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to hire like a BMOBot 9000 to like, I will plug in your car.
It falls over. It smashes the window.
Your electric bill is going to be $9,000.
Directly to the, and then like a card slot.
I broke it.
My B. Are you satisfied today? And then the sad face, the medium
like
face
that
everyone.
His like face is an iPad and it turns into, are you satisfied? And you can
1 to 5.
Why am I tipping the robot?
25% by default.
What?
And then if you hit anything, like if you tap the middle or unsatisfied, he just goes, Are you sure? Because if my review is bad, they will destroy me.
A single teardrop of oil comes down from the from the iPad.
I can feel pain, but I cannot die.
I am trying to support a family. You're a robot and you live here.
He's carrying a little calculator.
How dare you?
He's got a calculator and a pram.
Please.
I'll be downgraded to a graphing calculator.
I'll become a toilet. They'll make me into a toilet.
You don't want to see me become a toilet, do you?
Do you?
Oh, satisfied.
I'm fine. 25%, whatever you want.
Shit, man.
Thank you. Come again. I will live here. Yeah.
I would like to not. I think I'm moving out of Oregon. Oregon?
Yeah, I don't know where it is, but
Oregon, I think somewhere on the East Coast also, you're not allowed to pump your own
gas. Jacob is looking up where does someone have to pump your gas for you, but when he did where, I thought you were going to look up where is Oregon, which would have helped me.
Oh.
Oh, man. Damn. Oh,
once again, Jarvis randomly knowing a fact and Oregon.
Side note. There are some people who say Oregon, and it drives me crazy.
Oregon. Oregon is like a high fantasy name for the state.
Oregon.
Another side note is that me and my sister started a list of medications that could be D&D character names.
Oh. Wait, like, can you give us a quiz?
Okay.
Oh, wait. You don't have like a list of both. You just have the...
Well, I could come up with
some. Okay, sure. Yeah.
I studied improv.
There we go.
David.
Okay, is this a medication or a fantasy character?
Okay.
In real, are you going to name real fantasy characters or just a off the dome?
No, it can be off the dome.
Off the dome. Sounds
I right. could do real.
No. Off the dome. I don't want to know properties.
Okay.
Basically, it's medication or not.
Right. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Vraylar.
Oh, that could be like
I'm Raylar from High Castle.
Raylar, do you require a prescription, traveler?
Yeah.
Answer my riddles, or you won't get your bipolar.
I'm a transmutation wizard, and I am useful for potion.
Yeah, making. Dude, that's an alchemical specialist who makes like
the dextroamphetamine.
Raylar could also be like a defense contractor. They could make like bombs for the government.
There's also a dragonborn. Is that Vraylar or Raylar?
Vraylar.
I'm going to say medicine.
I'm going to say medicine.
Brand.
Yeah. It is a medicine.
What does it do?
Oh, I don't know. I just saw a commercial for it. Do you ever remember what the medications do?
I think of...
It is for bipolar.
Dude, no freaking...
What's up? Maybe I've had it.
Vraylar.
Do thou wishest for your stabilizer? Lamotrigine, return to me.
Sing.
The fated blade. The Mictal.
It's Mjolnir. You like,
return to me. Lithium may only be wielded.
It's like the orange bottle comes to your hand.
Okay. I have looked up a bunch of real fantasy characters. So this could be a real fantasy character or a medication.
Okay.
Ubrelvy.
I mean, shit.
That's got to be a medication.
That sounds like a branded... let's guess.
That sounds like side effects include death.
Side effects, you will die if you take the medicine. Do not take the medicine because you will die.
Side effects sound crazy.
Those are my favorite sequence in those heads where it's like, I can't stop having diarrhea, but with Valentrex, it really helps me spend time with my family. And then it's them on the beach throwing a football, you know?
Yeah.
Because... otherwise, they'd be shitting themselves before they couldn't play football.
It's like it's a guy who like throws a football and then he goes.
He just shit himself. Yeah.
With Valentro, I just don't feel bad about it.
Valentro turns my shits into mist. So I don't soil my trousers.
Thanks, Valentro.
Ubrelvy is a medication.
Okay.
Was it?
Dude, the spelling is also very like, what is that? That's a collection of letters. They're like optimizing for SEO, dude. They're no one will ever use this combination of letters ever.
Right.
Get why it's always, you brought the oral, respect. I never understand why the brand name is kind of barely more legible than the actual
name. Yeah, why not just use the technical name?
Like,
because that shit is generic.
Loser, dude.
Hey.
Okay, next one, Tasaya.
Ooh. Okay.
character.
I'm gonna go with character.
And I'm gonna say the lore that it belongs to is that one with the dragon.
Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon.
Oregon the dragon.
Oregon the dragon.
It's illegal to pump your own dragon.
Tisaya is a character from The Witcher.
Oh, wow. What are they doing?
Next one. Are you ready?
Shadowheart.
Geralt.
Zydra.
Zydra. That sounds like someone who lives in Avernus.
Yes, Zydra, the master of the fourth realm.
But also it could be, thanks to Zydra.
Yeah.
I can take my kids to school or whatever. Like, I don't know. Like,
I think Z is a very
I can
common.
Throw a football.
Before, I wasn't able to throw anything. And now I can throw whatever I want at my kids.
Yeah, true.
Thanks, Zydra.
Ow.
Zydra, Z is very, very meds, I feel like.
Yeah, because I feel like if it was Citra, that would be fantasy character.
Or Zintra.
Or Zitra. Or Citrella. Citrellix
for my head. It hurts.
Available?
Zydra is a medication.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh, it's even spelled like a fun fantasy way.
Oh, is it like an eye drop? Yeah. Respect.
Hell yeah.
And there's lots of them. Very respectful. With two eyes? That's a Dragonborn name.
Yeah.
This is fun. I'm going to collect more and do this quiz for you guys.
Oh, you have to try all the drugs.
You know why? You know why it has two eyes? Because so do we.
Oh, so you don't forget.
Probably why. Yeah.
A whole team of marketing dudes came up with that.
They all high-fived afterward.
A Mad Men style meeting. They're so drunk. They're just harassing the women and being drunk and being like, what if there's... What about if there was
Can you type in stock photo boardroom high five?
The hell boys. Yeah,
the boys.
The fucking fellas.
We named Zydra. Dude, there's
the tactfully
the rainbow
diverse
connection
room.
Of everyone.
Wait, do that middle one with like the camo, the khaki background. Middle row down one more to the right. That rocks. Yay.
That's awesome.
That's like a diagram of how to do a high five.
I have one last one for you.
All right.
Please.
Frodo Baggins.
Okay, that's for sure.
Frodo Baggins.
That's
Frodo Baggins.
Now, one word. Before Frodo Baggins, I couldn't wear any of my rings.
Because I was shitting myself. With my stool softener, Frodo Baggins, I can answer the riddles three whenever I want.
Frodo Baggins.
Take a short rest. You know?
Frodo Baggins.
Oh, dude, what about one for you can't sleep, so you take one that's for a long rest.
Wait, what about this? How about this? You can't sleep? Try Half Elvi.
Yeah, what's up? And so you do a funny you just hit one of these.
Just meditate.
A permanent one of that.
Thanks to High Elvi, I have pointy ears.
Thanks to the power of Frodo Baggins, Princess Gut is not able to knock me out in Act 1. Gotta get a little Baldur's Gate. If you freaks want more Baldur's Gate, go check out the Patreon.
True.
Little loser.
Not you, sorry.
Not for that reason. Did you play it yet?
Not yet, sorry.
Jesus.
We like to talk about how cool the cops are on the show.
Yeah, because...
Remember how sick and base they are, and that's a joke.
The thin blue line, we both have Punisher tattoos on our back.
That's true, and I know what that means.
Thin blue, because they're thin, they're blue, you know what I mean? They're not, and they don't lie, you know?
They don't lie in.
They ain't allowed to lie.
No, I don't know what police...
Would that just dissolve our careers if we were like super pro cop?
Probably.
That would be
probably
very
not.
Funny.
You could just adjust your career. There's lots of people.
Yeah, we would have to become. We'd have to become grifters.
We go Candace Owens mode.
Grift boys. I saw people calling Candace Owens Gabrielle Confederacy.
Yeah, I could get behind that. Yeah, they need Daily Wire needs a new one of us. True. They've run out now. They need a backup, a replacement. Okay.
We need to like split into one black man and one white man, like Piccolo and Kami.
Have each other's experience owning a Ryon lawnmower versus doing hip hop.
Did you see that? I don't know. It was like on Twitter. There were like police officers posting.
Oh, yeah. What
posting
was this about?
Criminals or not even criminals, posting people they arrested and were not like charged with anything as with Lego heads, so they didn't dox them.
But why?
Wasn't this an official Twitter account?
Yeah, a California Police Department
paste Lego heads over suspects' faces. Wow, someone said, we don't release the race. We already know it's not a white person. That's crazy.
They only do the head. They only replace the head, people. Those are both white people. That's awesome. Well, I don't get it. Is it just so they can still post it with anonymity?
It's horrible, whatever it is.
You don't even have to be anonymous.
I think that there was, they were just posting photos without covering the face and got in trouble for it.
There was a new law that passed at the beginning of this year that you can't essentially, like, for privacy reasons,
yeah,
post someone's face.
It was also, if you're like a fucking suspect and you're not like, you didn't do a crime, then like, what the hell? You're innocent until proven guilty. Relax.
It's a DEI initiative to get more Lego characters.
Right. No, but then they started putting Lego heads on them, and then Lego was like, stop doing that.
Why a brand? Why blur it?
Insane.
Right?
Just I think they're just trying to be funny. Like, oh, look at the criminals.
It's quirky
isn't this quirky and funny?
to what end? what are the cops use social media engagement for? Everyone's so internet brain broken. Like, that just seems the same high-fiving boardroom, except it's like the police commissioner.
No way.
Oh, come on.
They made them black. That's so fucking racist.
Did that poster even say that
No, this person photoshopped the yellow Lego heads and made them black people.
California police stop using Lego heads to conceal suspects. Mega blocks will be happy with the exposure. What are they replying to? I don't get it. Why did they change it?
I guess we would have to clip.
They don't say, like, this is what it would look like, actually. Yeah, I mean.
Why post the suspects anyways? Like,
yeah. Yeah, this looks like, it looks like they're trying to be like, look, we're working.
This is why, I mean, this is so out of touch. It's like they're just posting like Crazy Frog or something.
Yeah.
They're like, what about Gangnam Style? But it's like police?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Why the risk of going with a brand to a non-American brand?
Insane. There's this chef who baits by. So you know on TikTok where people will like misspell things just for engagement. So
yeah, like annoyance bait as opposed to full rage.
This person is fully leaning into it.
He's adorable. I like them. This guy. He looks like my therapist.
I'm curious. I haven't seen these.
It's so delicious with tzaytzaikai.
And something saying it in reverse.
He said it in cursive. Saying with that so many syllables.
Tzaytzaikai.
It's like when you do a Google Translate. It just does it completely literally.
I would like to have a tzaytzaikai.
It does sound backwards, like backwards.
like his voice changes. It tastes good with tzaytzaikai.
Z-Y-X.
If you spread cream cheese on a tortie with crab meat, scallions, roll it up, brush with butter, slice it, and air fry, it tastes just like crab rangoon.
Hey. Oh, he always does that. Hey.
Hey. I thought he was going to mispronounce crab rangoon, and that was where he...
Yeah, let's play one on...
He's good with rangoon, but scallions?
Wait, play it. Play one on mute, and then let's see if we can guess what it was that he was mispronouncing. Because it's none of the ones I thought he was going to do. Look at the captions. They all say, yum, yes. Say scallions.
Say yum if you would eat this tzaykai.
Yum. Say yum. Say yeast.
I'm gonna read this one.
Get to the beginning. Oh, okay. I know when I'm ready.
If you marinate chicken in sriracha.
Sriracha tree.
For if you are sticking on skewers, air fry.
Is it just sriracha that he's doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
If you marinate chicken in sriracha.
That's great. I really like that
one. I forgot he doesn't just mispronounce them. He adds letters that are not there.
He's Adele Dazeeving. Yeah. He's full Adele Dazeeve.
Sir Cha-Cha is like the name of a cute pet.
Yeah,
you know?
Sir Cha-Cha. Sir Cha-Cha is like a cute little lap dog. Yeah.
No, it's nighttime time to get in the crate, Sir Cha-Cha. I gotta go get a...
Sir Cha-Cha and mayo rolls. For a few hours. Then stick it on skewers and air fry it. It is so delicious. Hey.
Sounds tired of that one.
All right, let's just watch some with the sounds on.
I like it.
This is so funny.
He's smart.
Instead of washing chicken in the sink, put it in the dishwasher on the 1 hour cycle. It kills all the bacteria.
Like, oh. I think he does a lot of stuff like that where it's like, it's trolling or just wanting engagement.
That's where he's like kind of crossing a line for me, because I'm like, don't do that though. Okay. Now it's making me wonder if you can marinate mayo and sriracha in your chicken and it actually turns out good. Is it going to be bad
now? Put my dog in the food?
He has a cookbook. Some of his recipes look legit good, and he shows you how to like cut out carbs and sugars and stuff.
Make a filet mignon.
He'll do things like not wear one shoe, have one barefoot,
okay.
Or he's the bait guru. Crack an egg, but it doesn't fall into the bowl. It falls outside the bowl.
That's really cool.
And it's just engagement bait.
Yeah.
I like that. We just don't do it. Well, actually, I do it enough.
Like, I think his content's not bad, though. Like, you could actually get some, like, interesting recipes.
Yeah.
This is why I don't cook.
I want to watch another one.
That's why.
If your avocados start to brown, take out the wooden ball.
That's great. That's actually a really good term for it.
Wooden ball. I think I've heard that before, but it's so funny.
It's like one you stick in the laundry.
If you marinate steak in soy sauce, garlic, ginger, and air fry it with frozen broccoli for 10 forced. Minutes, you get the
ginger sounds like a slur.
Yeah, dude, can we even say that? Hey. That's something your barber said, I believe.
Ginger.
There was one time I was reading the ingredients of something at a cafe, and they misspelled ginger. It was G-O-N-G-E-R. And I turned to my friend and I said, what's gonger? And she was like, it's ginger, you idiot.
No, I don't think, that's not on you.
I mean, yeah, it could have been a lot worse with those letters rearranged.
Put a little bit of gonger in there.
But now when I'm with her, if ginger ever comes up, she's like, remember gonger?
Remember
and
gonger? Laughs at dumb me. Idiot.
Okay.
I have those with like, old childhood friends. If I just, if they reply to a story or something, they will reference things that my goldfish ass does not remember, right? But it is always it's kind of like when people reference moments in episodes where they're just like, okay, 19 windows. It's like, yeah, fuck yeah. I don't know whether, yeah, dude, same. I like this guy. How do you do that with your hair?
I don't know, man.
What's up with, what's it like? Learning white hair, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, it seems so, it's almost like how so many people wear makeup, but the learning process is so steep. It feels like it takes like a decade to get comfortable with makeup. How do you do that with hair?
You know, my mom has curlier hair than me, but she straightened it my whole childhood.
You're straightening your hair?
My mom's hair is like little tight curls.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And
she sounds cool.
So I never knew how to do curly hair.
Okay, so last but not least, I wanted to talk about this this guy. I don't even know how to describe him.
What was the term?
Corcor.
Corcor.
Yeah, it's like a TikTok thing.
That's how chefs call a corker. It's a corcor.
A corcor. It's a gonger.
A real corcor.
It's like it's hard to describe. It's like a vibe. is the only way to put it. It's like a vibe. It's like kind of melancholic.
How adjacent to lo-fi beats to study to is it?
I don't even know if it's relevant to understanding this guy's content, to be honest.
There is like a romanticizing.
Yeah, like romanticizing of
sadness.
Kind of ambient misery. It's not like being devastated. It's being like kind of moped out.
Like, it's not actual depression, because actual depression doesn't look fun.
Yeah. The
doesn't
guy,
have this production value.
Can we pull up his name? Theo Caro. And they have 4.3 million followers. And this is like their shtick.
Did was it you that made the correct call that they're definitely like Swedish or something? It's like, they look like an esports player. It looks like XQC.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We can go back to that one. We'll see. When will I it be enough?
For a second I was looking at it and I'm like, is this is it supposed to be? I didn't see the I and it. I just saw like I the be enough.
I just thought it was like they didn't have enough room for it. It was supposed to be like
personally when I have my tux on and I'm drinking a McCafe
at somewhere that's not a McDonald's, definitely.
Yeah, that's when I'm at my lowest, dude.
Dude, I need my pita at this point. I'm at my lowest.
But people are very encouraging. They're like, stay strong. Ooh. Keep moving forward.
God, there's a couple. Just that's Tyler sweet. Durden on this comment section just says, I've had enough.
Kenuff.
Oh, sorry. That's when he's cooking. Put it in the air fryer until there's Kenuff cooking on it. Never enough. Real how I feel. It does. I mean, yeah, it resonates in kind of a... It's refreshing to see this kind of presentation that's not then flavored with, because women are wrong. They're being bad.
Yeah, true.
They're genetically true. Bad.
Well, let's keep watching more.
The number you dialed is not in service.
What are you doing? I'm trying to call you, idiot. Why?
I'm here.
What do you mean, why? Well, what are you hoping for? Maybe that you tell me this is all just a prank or a super random mistake and everything is fine and...
Oh, he's a ghost.
You're still here?
Is he?
I'm not.
Respect.
See, that's not fair.
I'm the best.
No. No, it isn't.
Fade away. Oh. That's kind of cool. We got an R.L. Stein lover in the chat. Someone just said goosebumps.
can we scroll back to the beginning? Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's touching. The
he's calling him on a landline.
For the longest time, I thought he was wearing a really fat tie.
Double wide. One is his friend, you know, in memory.
Yeah.
That's he's it. Like German or something, right?
Yeah, he's German.
Knew it.
Okay,
we got it.
Let's watch like the birthday one, the 2024-2021.
Yeah, I wonder how many are like, because that was a narrative.
Yeah, it's like very like film
yeah, they're very
school.
Cinematic, right?
But then some of them are just like almost like an ambient loop where he's like when someone, they'll make like a loop of a waterfall and have like some slowed down Tyler, the Creator track in the background. Oh, okay. This is posted in 2023, but it's a bunch of people celebrating, presumably New Year's, because they're blowing out a 2020 cake. Not much of a year to celebrate.
Oh. Okay. Everyone come in. Happy New Year. Blow out the birthday cake.
Blowing out 2024 by myself.
Oh, because 2020, we were all together.
We spent a lot of time in the same room.
Yeah. No, because
just
right,
January.
Right in January. It was like everything was great.
Yeah, it's done.
All
to
my friends
off.
Were around. And then in 2024, I have no one to blow out the year's birthday cake with.
I mean, this is probably very relatable for a lot of young people.
I think so. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I do have like, we have a couple friends kind of in like their earlier 20s, and we all have distinct memories about, you know, 2020 through 2023, especially. But for them, it is like this more profound, maybe they moved out of their parents and then the pandemic hit. And it is this like...
Or weird, go to college and then the pandemic.
Yeah, it's like a cultural touch point, almost equivalent to like, I don't know, like when Trump got elected. I feel like 2016 is so clearly that year in my brain.
Yeah.
And then it was those 4 years, not like a libbed up, like that's when the resistance failed or something. Just in a, that is the first thing that comes to mind for 2016. And I was, we were 20, young.
Yeah.
I mean, so young.
You were 16. Said.
Yeah.
We're so young shit. But like.
I think this guy's very cute, very earnest. Though it is very clear that they just want to do cool lightsaber stunts.
it's really peppered.
everything that we've watched so far has been avoiding the constant lightsaber videos.
It really starts ramping up as we scroll down.
It's but awesome.
I like that he hasn't stepped away from it. It was more just like, sometimes I feel melancholy. You guys have seen the new trilogy?
Yeah.
You guys want to watch The Mandalorian?
Well, and like, he's very good at spinning them. And
I mean,
we got to watch one.
Look, he's no Padawan, I'll say it.
See how good I look on this picture? I post it and then she'll realize what she's lost. She knows you look good. She just doesn't love you.
Huh.
Square up.
So these are, he's kind of substituted the drama of a lightsaber duel for a tuxedo.
Yeah. And you haven't.
What happened to you?
The guy owns a lot of lightsabers. It's kind of cool.
I know. I don't even know how you make a lightsaber look that good.
I want one.
He's wearing a Florida shirt. He always takes that stance.
I can... Oh, that one where he's got like his arm up like that?
Yeah.
It's Obi-Wan's iconic prequel trilogy. Ow, don't beat me up.
You're Stop really it. Outing yourself as like a Star Wars nerd. Kind of.
I realized the other day I am a Star Wars fan in the fact that I just absorb all the media of it and then go like, Star Wars sucks, dude. Like
My
Black Mirror.
Parents were Star Wars nerds for like the first generation of Star Wars. Hence, my sister's name is Leia.
Oh,
and,
I never even thought about that.
And so I grew up watching the first trilogy and everyone was so excited when, you know, episode one was coming out.
Wah, wah.
And, but to this day, like my sister goes to like Star Wars conventions Whoa. And stuff. Like my, they
well,
do
you think
cosplay.
She'd be sick of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She
yeah.
loves it. Like it. Like they, she, her husband has like a really good Wookiee cosplay costume.
Impression.
Her husband, Han, and his friend.
They're lucky they found each other.
They gotta have a dog called Chewie, no?
No.
Come on.
Barkley.
Your sister sucks.
Like Charles?
Yeah, it's in Charles Barkley.
From Star Wars?
From Star Wars.
That's a medicine, I believe, Charles Barkley. Oh, dude, I just realized what the aesthetic is of like the non lightsaber ones. It's Joji core.
Oh.
Tuxedo out in the evening, melancholy. If you had like blood on it or something, it would be perfect.
Hmm.
And it's like, she's not picking up, but maybe she should. It's my lightsaber. Yes, is that like jumping in a dock and spending time together? Is it then going to be by himself? Oh, no. Okay.
In this moment, I swear we were infinite. That's cute.
Do you see one of the comments was just, all caps, perks of being a wallflower? You know, I don't know if it's a little cringe to me. It is affecting.
Yeah,
like, it's just good like, editing. It's almost like a little magic trick.
Yeah, it's like the vibe of like a teen movie. Sounds like the plot of an anime.
I do really... you know what? Actually, that's the other coding, is it is like anime melodrama.
Yeah.
I just find it... It's almost like watching a foreign film where you're like, I recognize bits of this.
Right.
But they're eating like a yellow porridge, like a blue porridge. You're like, do they have? Okay.
Yeah.
France is weird. Gonna propose.
Oh. She already has an ultrasound.
that was just kind of nice. Is the Humans Being Human series is just pleasant?
It's a series where people are nervous to talk to each other, where it's like, I want to propose to her, but I'm scared, and I want to tell him I'm pregnant, but I'm scared. And it's like, people are isolating themselves and not connecting.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I should take this opportunity.
You're pregnant.
To say that here's a photo of my partner, Katie, with an ultrasound that we found while she was looking at an apartment.
Yeah. And, you found it on the ground.
Wow.
And then we posted it and we missed April Fool's. We were going to post a picture of she said yes with rings on two white hands.
I do have to run, so we'll just like wrap it up, but yeah, I just thought it was cute.
I really like him. I mean, I feel like I'm so predisposed to like cringing at TikTok and kind of making fun of stuff that both of those that we watched, like, I like that they exist. I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, and I get people get something out of it and it's cute. And he's really good at lightsabers and I don't know how to make him look like that.
I know. Maybe he just has some.
But that's all for this episode of Sad Boys. But if you want to keep the good times rolling, you can head on over to patreon.com/sadboys.
I've been doing this a lot when we talk about
it. Yeah, because we've got shooters.
We're ops.
head on over to patreon.com/sadboys for Sad Boys Nights, the premium Patreon podcast. It's a full-length episode. There's 55 episodes and counting over there, so lots of content for you.
No good, the very bad episodes. Psych, they're the better.
Just kidding, ones. They're better, even better.
It's full of secrets.
Just kidding, it's, you know, whatever you want, no pressure.
Yeah, it's equivalent. It's a good
but we end every episode of Sad Boys with a particular phrase.
We love you.
And we're robots. Beep. And we're sorry. And I want to read this very serious post about someone's board ape.
It is with a heavy heart I announce the sale of my long-term ape, Salazar. Most of my early followers know me as this ape. My kids know me as this ape.
What?
I met my wife when I was this ape.
Whoa.
And had my first kid when I was still proudly wore this ape. By extension, it is a part of me.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, come on, dude. That's awful.
My kids know me as the same.
This, my wife met me as this. Gucci girl, Gucci girl. How you doing? How you moving, girl? Moving, girl. How's your day looking? That future girl. Future girl. Yeah, we all now. Take my money, go away. Oh, you want it? Get too rich for me.